Hello and welcome back. You're listening to a new episode of Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All, and I'm your host, Crystal Fox. In this week's episode, I'm bringing up the question of how are you creating your own reality? So the topics I'm covering is vision boarding, method acting, and a challenge you can't resist. So why the topic creating your own reality? Well, it really stemmed from this past weekend. I sat down and watched the interviews with the Kardashian, along with many other shows, because if you don't know me, I'm highly addicted to all things reality TV. Since the beginning of time, I've been watching them, but most importantly, as they flash back through Kim Kardashian's life and the Kardashian show, especially with the premiere coming up, I got to thinking, how many experiences through the show helped them really stay together as a family and create a reality that they wanted, right? I remember back in the day when Kim was discussing their family vacations and just how maybe it would change if the show stopped, because that was something that was pulling them all together, especially with a family that large. If you don't know, most reality TVs have an extreme vacation that anchors in, well, typically into the finale, just like your Real Housewives. You will see them go on these amazing island vacations, and I live through it all. So what is something that is pulling you in? What is something that is your anchor even to your hopes, your dreams, to create the reality that you love? What opened my eyes really this past even year is that I had been so focused on creating a career to make me happy, to put my worth in, and my people pleaser inside absolutely loved it. However, the other side of me just wasn't truly fulfilled. It just didn't feel right. But what I opened my eyes to and had to gain a lot of clarity on is that we are actually able to build a life that we want, not one that we have to run away from on the weekends or run to sometimes, but our jobs can be our side hustle to our life that we build. And that was so liberating for me, even alone, and I hope for you too, because when I think about that anchor, something that is bringing me back to building my life, even right now, as I discuss clarity, it was vision boarding. It really took me to sit down, look at my goals, but to break them down. I think first you have to understand your goals to even know where to begin, right? You have to know what you want. So when I did that, I started to gain back my power. And I stopped living other people's lives that they expected me to live, or how I thought I should have lived is a better way to say that. So each quarter, I'm doing a vision board party. The next one is May 14th. So I do invite you to grab your ticket down below in the show notes. But what that does, it has elevated from just pictures on a poster board to actually utilizing video as a way of vision boarding. Taking it digitally helps you because you are always with your phone. As I'm searching for mine right now, you always have a phone or a screen in front of you. And I think it's important to know what you want and then visualize it. So I discuss this way more. When you grab your ticket, you'll get a full goal setting workbook from me. I'm your own interactive table of contents, and I think I'm pretty funny, but I will sit there and help you along the way. And then you get to come and share your wins and actually create with me, along with music, fun giveaways, and fun people that will join us. And we just have a great time on actually building the life, building our own reality that we want. So where does method acting come into play when we are creating our reality? Well, I was pretty interested in how actors can take on a certain character And it almost seems easy. We often think it's the real them and we'll be like, oh, they should be with such and such because they were so good in the movie. But they ultimately took on a persona, a character. And when I deep dived into method acting, this is what it says. It says using his or her own reality to properly relate to that of a character in a scene. So you're pulling from your own experiences, you're living in the emotion of this character. And often it's around 30 days that most actors start with. Now, I have seen some go system overload, but I think there's something great about what this mindset really tells us is that you can sit there and choose to wake up tomorrow and be who you always said that you wanted to be. I know. It's big. It feels big, at least for me, because I often think about this destinational thinking, which I've talked about on the show before, and how I envision Crystal on a pedestal, future Crystal. And once I get there, when I get there, if I get there, are all the things that I say to myself about me, who's right here in the moment living with me, if that makes sense. So why do we often put it off to this destinational thinking that once we do something or once something happens, then we'll become the person we're supposed to be? But why can't we be them now? It's a good question. So I'm going to ask you to join a challenge with me over the next 6 weeks to step into the character you want to be through this method acting challenge, the clarity challenge, if any, to see how you would act being who you want to be, who you are even. So I would love for you down below to sign up for the newsletter and get signed up for this challenge, because it is going to be so crucial. And I would love to see what you're doing with it. I'm going to post along the way kind of this vision board lifestyle that I'm embracing. And I want to see yours too. After all, you're showing up here. I know you support me in so many ways and I want to support you back. So I want to know who you are. So go ahead and tag me on Instagram at T-H-E-E Crystal Fox. And I will be sure to comment down below if you want to see what I'm doing with these vision board parties and leveling it up and blowing your mind. Go ahead and look at the reels and sign up for your ticket. Again, you're going to get all the goal setting, you get me interactively, and then an amazing party. Hello, I'm like the happy hour host. Hello. So I want to thank you so much for your support and listening in. I have one last thing I would love for you to do, which is to email me at crystalfox@crystalballclarityofitall.com. And I would love to know what topics you loved the most on the show and what you want to see more of. With that being said, thanks again, friend, for showing up. I hope that you have an amazing week and I hope that you sign up for this challenge with me. So I'll see you next week. Push the buttons and do the things. Goodbye.